Hey everyone, this episode is about pickup lines, so it contains some pretty gnarly language. If you're not into that, or you have kids around, bear that in mind. I'm on Tinder. Maybe you are too. Plenty of us are. And most of the time, it's fine. I'll get messages like, hi, or how's your Sunday going, or wanna share those Doritos? I'm holding Doritos in my profile picture because I really get men. But every once in a while, I get a really gross line. Something like,
you remind me of a can of biscuits because I wanna bang you on my kitchen counter.
Tinder resembles an old-timey singles bar more than any other form of online dating. There are no matching questions to rate your compatibility. There are no detailed profiles to scan for the perfect commonality. All you have is your face, your best line, and your situational assurance that the odds of a stranger letting you put your face on their face are slightly better than average. Having a clever standard opener streamlines an already streamlined process. So, on forums across the web, forums created to discuss things like guns, shoes, pickup artistry, and bodybuilding, men are crowdsourcing opening lines. Many are funny or cute or even clever. Others are really, really not. And so, in this episode of TLDR, we offer you a taxonomy of pickup lines, combed from several different online forums. First up, bodybuilding.com, where users gather to discuss reps, lats, and as they say, smashing sluts. Their suggestions include the skeptical masturbator.
Listen, I know this profile is fake, but can I get the name of the model you use so I can look her up for later tonight?
The weird guilt trip.
I have 4% battery remaining. I chose to message you. Did I choose wisely?
The Dick Picasso.
Do you like to draw? Because I put the D in raw.
The zoologist.
Are you a koala? Well, you've got all of the qualifications.
The one who ruins pancakes.
Do you like pancakes? Well, how about IHOP on that ass?
Easily my favorite Tinder pickup thread on the whole internet can be found on AR15.com, home of the Black Rifle. AR15.com, as you already know, is your favorite site for talking about guns, looking at pictures of guns, even finding guns for purchase. Their enterprising user base has put the forums to work, starting conversations with thread titles. Non sequitur is as good as any other form of contact on Tinder. And if your choice of non sequitur reveals you to be a possibly racist gun nut, well, then you do you. AR-15 brings us the, well, that's never going to work.
In a little more than 24 hours, I'm getting married.
The concerned father, oops, I meant gross bigot.
Would you disown your son if you were gay?
The pretty Pinteresting.
Let's see your best deviled egg recipe.
The South will rise again.
What does the Confederate flag mean to you?
The genuinely terrifying.
If you died, would anyone find you?
Then there's Hypebeast, a men's fashion blog slash retail outlet with an active forum. What it claims to be is a site focused on the progression of fashion through visual inspirations and the provision of knowledge. Sure. Okay. Whoever they are, their readership uses creative spelling for homophobic phrases and talks a lot about, quote, betas. So naturally, Tinder is a strong concern. They offer the anti-pickup line.
Do you want me to hit you with a corny pickup line, or can we skip the BS?
The classic tennis nag.
I bet you suck at tennis.
The groundskeeper.
Are you a lawnmower? Because I don't want to fuck a lawnmower, but I'll do what I have to do.
Not the weatherman.
Girl, I'm no weatherman. But you can expect a few inches tonight.
The historian.
You think Ben Franklin tried tying other stuff to a kite before the key thing worked? Just sitting there, strapping waffles to a kite? What an idiot!
Simple Pickup, from what I can gather, is a forum for discussing the 18th century children's pastime pickup sticks. These guys just want to bring back the heart and soul of the game, using wooden sticks to retrieve, or pick up, in their parlance, other wooden sticks. Coincidentally, male devotees of this activity are also very interested in meeting nice women, so they've dedicated a thread or two to Tinder. Amongst the lines in those threads are the actual genius.
Cookie emoji.
The eager father-to-be.
Tinder brought us together for a reason. And that reason is babies.
The national treasure.
You look like a female version of Nicolas Cage.
The glitch.
I'm taking a huge shit. Hey, how are you? Damn autocorrect.
But when I got to this last one, I had to stop. It read, roses are red, violets are blue, we're having sex because I'm stronger than you. Wow. Clearly, the only recourse for women is to take to the frozen yogurt and purse dog forums of the world, where together we can brainstorm lines that strike fear into steroid-shrunken hearts. Lines like,
you look like you'll be a great dad. Very kind eyes.
Or,
I'll require a princess-cut diamond from Tiffany's. I'm not interested in whatever dinky garbage your grandmother brought over from the old country.
Or,
how big is your package, sailor? And when I say package, I mean wallet. Money bag emoji, money bag emoji, money bag emoji.
Or, and this might be absurd, there's another option. We could all try a new thing, where we practice talking to each other like people. Probably nice, maybe slightly lonely, real and actual people who are open to making some kind of connection in a very strange new dating world. It's so crazy, it might work. It might even get us laid. TLDR was hosted by me, Meredith Haggerty, and produced by Ethan Cheel. Thanks to Matt Fidler, Noah Cardos-Fine, Sean Wormsworm, Kimmy Regler, Scott Ross, John Ryan, and Anna Sale for being our Tinder bros and ladies. Our executive producer is Kat Rogers. Breakmaster Cylinder wrote our theme. Our engineer is Jen Munson. This story originally ran on the Daily Dot, with special thanks to editor Cooper Fleischman. If you like the show, please subscribe on iTunes. I tweet at many, many words and TLDR. For now, I'm TLDR. I'm going to practice saying skeptical masturbator to myself. For instance, the skeptical masturbator. For instance, the skeptical masturbator. The skeptical masturbator.